Blog Talk Radio.
And good day, everyone, and welcome to our Zora call today. And, of course, it's a wondrous, glorious, and loving day, always. And I have Zoraya here. Oh, let me do you the, of course, the date today is Sunday, September the 18th. All right. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and bring Zoraya through. Okay. Here we go, Zoraya. Zoraya?
Okay, now I'm unmuted.
You're unmuted, of course.
Yeah.
And how are you today?
Wonderful.
Yeah,
How are you today?
I'm fantastic today. And I just wanted to mention to everyone that it seems like everything is moving so quickly. Everything is just really moving, you know, more and more towards the opening of disclosure. We're talking about the EBS. And of course, as that happens, as that begins to unfold more and more, little by little, we also have, you know, the RV also is getting closer and closer to that happening too. And we see the momentum and we see all of the dots, you know, it's the connection of dot to dot to dot to dot. So it's really amazing that we are so privileged and so very honored that we are here in this existence at this particular time in our history. That is incredible. So as much as many people can look at the things that are not good, that are happening, or they think that's going to happen, that are on the negative side, I mean, we have to be able to utilize or to really understand that anything that really, it's like when you go through, when people go through, when people go through experiencing deaths within their family members or friends, or those that really get sick because of the vax and all of that. And then once you begin to see whether or not they ascend or not, it helps you to kind of begin, it helps you to become more compassionate towards oneself and to the people that you care about and that you really want to be able to help the ones that are here. And of course, you know, the big happening or the great happening, that's what is in play for everyone, for the world and beyond our world, which is absolute for our universe. So it's really super amazing when we look at it that way. So enough of that. I know that Zoraya is here, and let's go ahead and bring her through. I do have a secret to tell you in regards to today. Is today's Billy's fake birthday. And most of you know what that means, right? Because we all know that she's not from here. So, she wants to be here as if it is another day. Because in essence, even in Hollywood, where she's from and Zora's from, there are no birthdays. Every day is a celebration. And won't that be amazing when we can do that and feel that? But we can, we really can, if we know that everything is moving beautifully, everything is playing out in order for us to be the winners of this entire game that we're in. And it, okay, so we won't go there. I won't talk about the game. So anyway, so happy birthday, Zoraya.
Thank you. I'm in Earth years, I'm 71.
Okay.
And no wrinkle at all on my body. Okay.
All right. So
I'm going to.
How old are you? No. Hold on a second. So how old are you really? You could tell us.
In reality?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, really, you tell us. Tell us.
Well, I can give you a guesstimate, but that's about it. It would have to be, well, let's put it this way. Me and my father in high orbit above the Earth in the year, we'll go back to the year, but I will tell you this. We watched the crucifixion of Christ.
Okay, that's enough.
But we go back further than that.
Yeah,
All
right. Yeah, I think we'll stop it right there. Okay.
Anyway,
I'm
going to read from one of Diane Robinson's books. It's called Messages from the Hollow Earth. And if you want more to order books from her, you would go directly to her website, which is www.DianeRobinson.com. And you want to do it directly from her because that way she gets all the proceeds and she don't have to share them with any third-party sellers. Okay. I'm going to read, it's called Our Homes in Hollow Earth. All our buildings are round. Our library rooms are all environmentally harmonious with our outdoor surroundings. And all are open to the open green of the outdoors and richness and fragrances of our flowers. Our rooftops are open. Thank you. Our rooftops are open to the elements. Therefore, there is no separation between us and the heavens. Our office room space is exposed to all the elements, and all the hollow earth elements harmoniously and joyously intermingle and interact in the state of divine perfection. So we don't need rooftops to protect ourselves from them, as they work directly with us, not against us. And because all our buildings are round and never have to dust, because dust never accumulates or settles, the live dust free lives in a free lives in our circular buildings and homes. Geometric shapes have certain properties. There we go. Now, and in a circle, the energy moves freely around, revolves, dust-carrying particles along with it. So the dust never settles in corners. Since there are no corners in a circle. So as the dust particle moves into the room, the energy flow also carries it out. It is more efficient than a vacuum cleaner because a storage bag isn't necessary. Soon the the architecture, principle will be prevalent on Earth, and all the structures will be circular in shape. Jewels, diamonds, and crystals. We reside here in the hollow amongst great richness and live in great palaces infused with light. To you, it would seem as a fantasy land, but to us it is real, as we created it from our own God selves. We created our homes from the gods and goddesses, as this is where we dwell. We dwell amongst richness your eyes cannot yet conceive of. Every possible convenience is at our fingertips, and our environment is more beautiful than you can imagine. Our homes are set in the lushness of the countryside and abounds all around us and are built right into the natural environment, surrounded by lakes, streams, and rivers. We have no cities like yours. We have only country that never ceases to amaze even us. The trees and flowers are vibrant and with pulsating hues and shapes and caress our homes and land. Everything is monumental, as you would term it. Even our trees and mountains are double the height of yours. And of course, our bodies are taller and larger in frame. The width and girth of our figures more than doubles yours. And our fruits and vegetables are huge in comparison to you. Many of our fruits would dwarf the tallest man on earth. All our foods are organic, as we are in tune with Mother Earth, and she personally directs their growth. We live in grand palaces made of crystalline stones that are embedded with jewels from the earth. These crystallized stones create a magnetic field of radiance that nurtures and balances our bodies and fills us with the life force emanating from the great central sun of the universe. All things in our homes radiate the purity of God and tune us to God's vibrations. For it is God's love that fills our homes and God's love that creates in the richness in our lives. Our homes are round and translucent and blend into the countryside. By outward appearances, they give us total privacy. But once in within, we see out in all directions around us. This gives us a spacious feeling of vision, rather than being locked in as you are on the surface in your stick-built homes. Not only can we see out of our homes, but we can see out beyond the earth to the stars, to the sky. Our vision has no boundaries or barriers. Wherever we are in the hollow earth, our eyes and our senses are free to roam the universe while our bodies remain inside the globe. We live inside caverns also. Now that you are familiar with the hollow earth, we can dig further into your credibility and introduce another factor of our living arrangements underground. Underground, we do not live out in the open spaces, talking about the inner earth now, not in the open spaces, the way you do on the surface. Our hollow earth cavity is pristine because we don't tread upon her inner surface nor build upon her. We don't have shopping malls, expanses of highways, nor towering buildings. We live inside caverns with openings facing outward, inward towards the open, wide spaces of hollow earth cavity inside the earth. Sure, we travel inside the cavity of our earth with our electromagnetic vehicles that levitate a few inches above the ground, but never touch the ground. We walk only softly on the earthen's paths and run along the streams, rivers, and oceans and climb the towering mountains, But that is the extent of our foot contact with the terrain. We rest, we leave to nature's delves and elements, as it is their land too. All our living activity takes place within our inner caverns, which are vast and wide and high enough to and composed of crystalline rocks, gemstones, crystal arches radiating full spectrum colored rainbows of sparkling light into our cavern atmosphere. Our walls are lined with the natural rainbow hues, waterfalls humidifying the air with the vibrancy and song of its water cascading down. Yes, our water sings, and its chorus brings our body cells into harmony so that our bodies are always vibrating to our water and crystalline surroundings to keep us energized and vibrant all day long. We need little sleep, or if any, because our cells are always tuned in and in harmony to the natural rhythm of Mother Earth herself. When you are tuned in, when you are tuned like a tuning fork, then you carry the full life force of our Mother Earth, and your battery never runs down. Hence, there is little need for a long hours of sleep such as you experience it. You are drained and run down after a day in your sweatshops, but we are always as vibrant at the end of the days as we are in the beginning of them. We live in and with the earth, whereas you live outside and separate from her. Hence, you are cut off while we are part of her. This is the big difference between us. Humanity was not meant to live on the earth's rooftop, but inside her interior terrain. This was a big experiment that unfortunately backfired and resulted in the alienation and deep separation from her life-giving body. Soon this will all be changed and remodeled and remedied, and the people will be living inside her, not on the top of her. You will live inside your house and not on its rooftop, don't you? The same analogy applies to the earth. There are vast caverns throughout the interior of the earth, already inhabited by many different kinds of beings who have been living unobtrusively in them for a millennia. The spiritual hierarchy has been preparing housing for you inside this vast uninhabited caverns in the earth's interior. And when it's time, you will all be moved en masse into them to continue your present incarnation inside the earth, not on her, not on top of her. You will encounter a whole new way of living that is wholesome and rich and perfect in every way. It will expand your consciousness and expand your horizon. And your horizon will be an inner horizon vaster than when you walk outdoors on the surface. A whole new horizon is waiting for you to experience. Events will start happening fast now, as time is speeding up even faster, as world karma is playing itself out. Just ride with the tide and know you are safe wherever you are. You are all being directed and guided from within, and you are all being provided for. When you witness through your media, what you witness through your media is only a play, a drama that they want you to believe is real. Just because the actors are real, but the actors are just playing out their part in the world's drama. And this is the biggest hit yet of the new millennium playing on your TV and movie theater screens everywhere. Just turn the knob off, go within yourself, and see and focus on the world peace. Peace is the real movie and the only real to watch. Soon you will see us, and soon you too will be living perfectly suited to your new way of life. And that's the message from the Hollow Earth people, to let you know that in Hollow Earth, we have more than enough area inside Hollow Earth to accommodate every man, woman, and child on the planet. Okay. There you go.
That was absolutely beautiful, Zaria. What a beautiful way to start our call today.
Yes.
Very nice. Very, very nice. So today, let's all just relax and be at peace and harmony as we are continuing to watch this play, the play that is near the end of this particular experiment. As more and more of us are awakening, that those that are asleep are awakening. So our mission had begun and is rapidly moving towards our goal to be able to help others. Because as we always talk about, ourselves as a collective. It isn't about us being individuals. It's us as a collective, us as humanity of this earth, our beautiful blue earth. And we have so much knowledge, so much heart at this time, as all of the higher energies are just really streaming stronger and stronger upon all of us so that we can move forwards more quickly towards this ascension existence, ascension mission of full truth that is in the process of unfolding, not just on a physical level, but on a spiritual level. It's that understanding where you can bring those two together and merge them together. And that when you do that, when we do that, that is when we will all understand who we truly are as the gods and goddesses that we are incredible spirit beings in this physical form. So, all right. Zaria, did you have anything else to say? Although that was quite profound. We thank you very much, Diane, for bringing these beautiful books to all of us on a regular basis. And also, I really want to emphasize that those of you who do not have a headband, and even those that do have headbands that are put away and collecting dust or just put away, because it's just an ornament and you don't feel the power that it has. The headbands are very incredible in their power. You know, when you begin to really align with your headbands or your quartz crystals or whatever, you don't want to be without it, because they are allowing higher energies to come within your spirit. It's understanding more that we are spirit. So that the more you can understand what those the quartz crystals and the stones that have a lot of energy, the more you begin to feel and know how amazing these alive, high energy tools to help us along on this incredible journey. So never forget that we are on an incredible, magnificent journey. I mean, it's, you know, so that the what you talked about, Zaria, is so, almost so perfect. And yet that is where we're moving towards. And many more of us are beginning to really understand that we are getting on that path to understanding and knowing, really knowing what is happening in this great transformation, great, great transformation, physically of our earth, not just physically, but also politically, economically, spiritually, mentally, in every single way. So, all right, Zaria, I think, just a couple of announcements, everyone. And if you want your headband, and if you have your headband, go get it. And if you want the opportunity to have one of these headbands, you could go to helpingtorise.com. Christine Light is our very meticulous, beautiful being who has honored all of us with all of her work in bringing these headbands out to the world. Again, helpingtorise.com. That's where she is. That's where you can look at the different headbands and all of the different harmonic tools that she has available as well. All right.
And helping to rise is not spelled out. The number two is not spelled
right.
out.
Thank you.
It's an actual
right.
number two.
Yeah. HELPING number two, rise, RISE.com. All right. So thank you for that, Zaria. I think we're ready for your father and his message and do, you know, some Q&As. That's it for us today.
Indeed. Understand, beloved gods and goddesses, what I'm about to do is I'm going to shake up your world as you know it. Understand, beloveds, that you have been and you have become what is called comfortable in your comfort zone. I'm about to shake up your comfort zone because you have become complacent. You have become what you call lazy. You have become comfortable in your make-believe world. Understand, this is not reality. This world you're living in is more of a hologram that you are living in, or a holodeck, if you will. Another terminology for it. It is like a holodeck. And so the characters in it are not real. And the surroundings are not real. It is all an illusion. However, understand, beloveds, that you have a certain essence of yourself that you need to know about. And that essence is this. You are gods. You are goddesses. You are healers. There's no need or reason for you to be ill. There's no reason for you to be sick. There's no reason for you to be maimed. What I mean by maimed is missing arms and legs. You have the ability within you to restore those limbs, those arms, those legs. But you're so afraid to step out and exercise your God and Goddess powers that you remain the way you are. Understand, I say again, you have the power within you to restore your missing limbs. You think I'm kidding? Try it and see. But understand, you must be steadfast in your conviction. You must be absolutely knowing you can do it. And you can. There is no reason for you to have hospitals. There's no reason for you to have doctors. Because you are the doctor. You are the healer. And that's just the way it is. Also understand, beloveds, that you, and what I mean by you have the power, many people say, well, show us what you mean by we have the power. I will show you right now, every single one of you, that you have power. And there's very strong power. I want you to all rub your hands together and then separate, put your hands together as if you are praying. And then you separate them about 18 inches apart and begin coming back together very slowly. As you do, you pull your hands back and you bring them back together. As you do this, you begin to feel a pressure point. It begins to feel like you're pushing against a balloon. And the power is right there. You can feel it. Every one of you are feeling it right now. Keep coming together. It begins to heat up. When it begins to heat up, you stop. That is the essence of your healing power. Everybody has it on this planet. Everybody is a god, a goddess, and a healer. That's just the way it is. You have the power to heal yourselves. You have the power to heal the suffering, the people who are suffering out there. You can bring them comfort. You have the power within you. Exercise it. Reclaim the gods and goddesses that you truly are. You know you are. I know you are. And that is the essence of everything, all put together in one bundle. You are the healer. You are the gods and goddesses who are creating your reality. You've created this reality, whether you want to admit it or not. You have created this world the way it is. You want to change it? Then change it. You have the power to do so. Thought is the creator. Thought as thought always is. You can create from thought. In Hollow Earth, when we want to have children, we manifest them through thought. There is no what you call coming together, male and female, in intercourse. There's no reason for it. You simply design within your minds the child you want to have. Then you manifest it within the womb. There is no connection between the male genital coming into the female genital. There is none of that. None of it is needed. because you simply manifest it. You manifest your child the way you want that child to be. But on earth, you have been taught from childhood that you must have a mate. You must have, if you're female, you must have a man. If you're a female, you must have vice versa. In reality, you do not need that. You can create the child you want and agree upon and create it within the womb of the woman. That is reality. That is the reality of Hollow Earth. In Hollow Earth, we create and we create the child we wish to have within the womb of the woman. And then the period of creation is only 3 months, where it's 9 months on the surface. But it is not, and there is no pain once the child is birthed, ever. And the children are always born underwater, never on the surface of the water, because they must retain their abilities that they were born with. And all of your babies, when they are born in the liquid of the mother's womb. You have the we have a difficult with that word. The cord leading from the mother to the child, and that is for nourishment, not for breathing. You're breathing the oxygen within the womb of the mother. When the child is born underwater, in an ocean or in a lake or whatever, they retain their ability, their aquatic ability. If you were not to raise a child up and spank it, it would retain its ability to breathe underwater. You have that ability within you, but you have been so programmed and taught from childhood that if you jump in the water and you don't know how to swim, you'll drown. That's just the lie they have taught you. It is not reality. In reality, you are aquatic beings. You have always been that way. You have within you, if you were to get an x-ray of your throat, you would see in three indentures on either side. Those are dormant gills. When you are in the water and you do not panic, those will open up and you will be able to breathe underwater. That's just the way it is. You have the ability to swim underwater without oxygen tanks. Get rid of the fear. You can do it. Do not be afraid of letting the water into your lungs. You do it without fear. And when you do it without fear, you will not drown. You will begin breathing the oxygen in the water. That is the way it is. Your Navy SEALs are taught that from their induction into the Navy SEAL program. They are taught to breathe without oxygen tanks. And this is reality. Understand, beloveds, there's no reason for you to be afraid of water, or be afraid of breathing underwater. You can do it. You just have to get the fear away from this mess, away from this facade that you're living. You think you're limited beings. You are not limited beings. You are endless beings. There is no limitation to you, except the ones you place upon yourself. If you were to understand this, I have just showed you the power that you possess. You all have it. Once you place if you have what you call a pain in your leg or arthritis in your knee, you simply rub your hands together. You place them on either side of the skin-to-skin contact of your knee, and just say, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive. The arthritis I had is gone, and I know it. After 5 minutes, you'll realize you have no more pain. The arthritis is gone. You have the power to heal. You do not need me to do it. You do not need Zareya to do it. You do not need someone else to do it. You can do it. You just have to know you can. Whenever we do a healing on someone and we have them to say, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive from the God or Goddess of my being, I am completely healed of whatever the case may be, and I know it. That's why we tell you to say, I know it, because you do know it. You are all healers. You are all gods and goddesses. That's just the way it is. Stop hiding behind your false beliefs. Stop hiding behind religion. Stop thinking you have to have a mediator between you and the Creator. That is false. There is no separation between you and the Creator. You are the Creator. Did I wake you up? Did I shake up your comfort zone? Did I take you out of falsativity into reality? I think I did. So, what are you going to do with this knowledge I have given you? You will act upon it. That's what you will do. You have an illness. You have your mate. You have your mate to rub their hands together and place them upon you. And you simply say, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, the one giving the healing, they say, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive. The recipient says, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive. And then you say, I'm completely healed of my arthritis. I'm completely healed of my cancer. I'm completely healed of whatever the case may be. And you are done. That's how you change your lives. That's how you bring the God and Goddess within you outward. Hollow Earth, if we get injured in some way, fall off a mountain or something, we heal ourselves. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive. There is no pain. There is no broken leg or broken arm. It's not a reality. Same on the surface. You do not need to have a doctor. You do not need to have pharmaceutical medicines. These pharmaceutical medicines are killing you. Why are you taking them? Why do you go to a doctor that prescribes medicine? Or why do you listen to their diagnosis when you can literally stop all of that just from the goddess or god of your being? Claim back your heritage and you will change the face of this planet in an instant. And you notice I got real high in my voice because I want you to understand what I'm telling you. Do away with your fears and with your vocabulary that is negative. There is no death. You ascend. End of story. You do not die, as you put it. No one dies. All ascend, no matter what frame of state of mind they're in. Everyone will ascend. to one place or another. So they, everyone ascends. No one dies. Get rid of the fairy tale that there is a devil, a Satan. There is evil, yes. However, you can transmute all of that to the positive. Get rid of the understanding that you were, that was hammered into your heads when you were children, when you go to Sunday school, when you go into church. You're worshiping the God out there in the cosmos, and it's actually within you. Shock you? It should, because you're not praying to a God out there. You're praying to the God within you. The God within you will answer your prayers. The God within you will heal you. The God within you will bring you understanding if you allow that to happen. There's no need for churches. There's no need for a minister, a priest, any of that. That is a, that's what you call a programming into you. Catholics, way, way back when they brought the, when the pilgrims came over on the ocean, they brought with them the Catholic religion. And that ruined the Native American people. That ruined the natives of the islands. That ruined the African peoples. You're thinking, being tricked into what you call the Christian understanding. Understand, before you came, they were fine. They went about their daily lives according to their understanding. And when you brought Christianity into their world, you disrupted everything. When you brought Christianity over into the Americas, you messed up everything. You should have left it in England. However, but understand, religions are a trap. It doesn't matter if you're Presbyterian or you're Catholic or you're Protestant or you're Baptist or you're Assembly of God or whatever you are, or even or you worship Buddha or you worship Krishna or you worship Muhammad. All of it is a trap. Understand? They want you to believe their doctrine. If you believe their doctrine, then you are caught up in their teachings. Just like when Zariah was going to seminary in Temple Bible College in Texas, when he was there and he learned the truth from the Dead Sea Scrolls, when he went over to Israel and learned the truth, he brought that page back with him and showed his teacher, and his teacher said, what? We cannot teach that. It goes against our doctrine. What does that tell you? It tells you are being taught falsehoods. You're not being taught the truth. And the truth is this. God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and with our powers and abilities. What does that tell you? It tells you that you're gods and goddesses. In Matthew, when Yeshua was talking to the disciples, he said, marvel not what I do, for greater shall you do if you only know you can. Again, what does that tell you? You are healers. You were born that way. When Jesus healed, he reminded the people he was working with of their godhood or their goddesshood. Once he had them understanding this, they were instantly healed. He didn't just walk up to them and touch them and they were healed. No, he had to remind them of who they were, who they actually are, gods and goddesses. And that's when they receive their healing instantaneously. To understand, beloveds, you are the gods. You are the goddesses. You are the healers. There's no reason for you to be ill, period. There's no reason for you to go to a hospital because you can heal yourselves. You don't need drugs. You don't need pharmaceutical prescriptions. All that does is hide the symptoms. And then you have to continue taking them to make you feel as if you're fine. You're not fine. Not until you realize that you are the healer. You are the gods. You are the goddesses of this world. You are the answer. Not your governments, not your doctors, not your hospitals, and certainly not your pharmaceuticals. They're making a fortune off of your suffering. How long will you allow that to happen? They're bleeding you dry of your, what you call your livelihood. Your hard-earned money, as you term it, go out and you have a job and you come home and you get paid and then you take all that money and give it to them. Does that make any sense? Of course not. If everyone was to realize, everyone on this call realize that you are gods, you are goddesses. And claim that reality in within your being, you can instantly transform your body to complete wholeness and complete healing, being healed. You can do it. You just have to accept the fact that you can. People get addicted to what you term as pharmaceuticals. They think they have to have a pill to feel good or to stay focused. Wrong. That is a trap. Once you begin taking those medicines, I call them what you call detriments to your health, once you start taking them, you become addicted to them. Because the doctor says you need them. Wrong answer. You do not need them. Heal yourselves. Heal your loved ones. Heal your people. Your population. You have all caught up in living in your hobbles away from people. You shun yourself away from people in high-rise buildings, apartments you term them, or condos, or townhomes, or houses with walls around them. What are you hiding from? Get rid of the fear. Get rid of the doubt. Get rid of negativity. And you will transform this world into the same as it is in Hollow Earth. Harmonious in every way. What I'm telling you is fact. I'm not telling you any lies. I'm telling you facts. And the facts are this. You are gods. You are goddesses. You are healers. Wake up to that reality. Wake up to that knowingness. Get rid of that word believe. Believe is a constant seeking. You never achieve by believing. You do achieve by knowing. I know I can be healed. I know I can heal myself. I know I can heal you. You have to know it. That's what you should have been taught from childhood. Do not be afraid to go in the water and swim and dive under the water. And with no fear, and you will be fine. You will not drown because your body will go into a survival mode and you will begin breathing the oxygen under the water. It's just the way it is. Many people say, I wish I was a mermaid. Well, guess what? You are. Right? You are all aquatic beings. Just the way you were born. You have your brothers and sisters in the sea. You have your porpoises, your dolphins, your manatee. You are in direct. They are your direct cousins. Understand? Or your brothers and sisters. The anatomy of what is called a dolphin is quite compatible with that of a human. Understand, mermaids, true mermaids, do not have scales on their body. They are smooth. They are not scaled at all. Mermaids in the Atlantic side have diamond-shaped tails. Mermaids in the Pacific basin have the dolphin tails. Understand, you need to wake up. Of course. Let us begin answering questions. I know there are many out there who have been shocked from their comfort zone and the reality check. So let's hear your questions. I will answer. Take your phone off mute, Quasar.
Okay, everyone. Thank you, Zora. That was beautiful. Amazing, very amazing, uplifting, inspiring message for all of us. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and open up the line.
It's not a message. It is reality.
Thank you, Zora. Okay. All right, our first person is 505 ending in 6178. Hello, 6178. You're on the air with Zora.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That was a great message,
by
the way. Yeah, I'm.
Nice to hear.
Now.
Yes.
Nice to hear you, Richard.
Thank you, and good to hear you again.
Indeed. What in view of my reality check?
Ah. Okay. Yeah, I think we all resonated with that. I was picking up other people's energies, it seemed like, and it seemed like, it went beyond the verbiage, beyond language.
Indeed.
Anyway, the question I have was changed again. I was going to ask you one question, then another, and it changed again. I'm curious, I know you've answered this before, but I don't remember, and you may have even done it recently, but it has to do with twin flames. When we enter the reality when we leave the matrix. Do we have twin flames on the other side, or what happens?
I understand you can have more than one twin flame.
Okay. And the spirits that we're with now, what happens?
What about them? They ascend.
They ascend into the reality.
Indeed.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I like using the word reality. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, Zora, so just to clarify, you know, what Richard was just saying, so we are in this matrix presently, collectively, the whole world, humanity. Now, the ones that are awakened, as we are,
is a lie.
Correct. So for many who have, partners or mates, is their twin flame who they have presently, will that change when they move into the full fifth dimension? Or do they then decide whether or not they want to stay? Do they have the freedom to find another twin flame? How does that work out after we leave this reality? If you already have a twin flame that you're working with right now, can that change, or will that change when we are all in full fit?
That depends upon you.
Okay, so it depends on the partners when we move into full fifth, right? It's a partnership decision, correct?
Indeed. That is for you to determine, no one else.
Does that answer your question, Richard?
Yeah, it does. I thank you for clarifying that, because that's a good way of putting it.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. Right. Next question. Another source.
Oh, was that it, Richard? Oh, listen, Richard, while I have you on the phone, there is something that I had asked, perhaps maybe you could bring forth to everyone about this ionizer that you have founded.
Yeah, okay. It's called the Ionic Foot Bath Spa. And, I even tried it last night. It's supposed to help detoxify the body.
Which
curious.
We need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are so many toxins in the air. What's your impression of this device?
Understand. Why not do it naturally? Go and take a dive in the ocean.
What is?
You come out, you will be fully detoxified.
Most of us don't live near the ocean, though, Zora.
I was just going to say.
All right, take a saltwater bath. How about that?
Okay.
That's
as opposed to
true.
Okay.
How about we do both?
Take yourself a saltwater bath.
Okay.
Using natural salt. Okay, good. Yeah, good. Go ahead, Jim.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Forget about all these mechanisms out there that people are swearing by. Do it naturally.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, just like we do with all of the different products that we have, to detoxify our bodies, like the something natural like the that's also natural, but I'm talking about the Zealous, which is the spirulina. So, yeah. But this is also, when we're talking about high technology, Zora, it's a high technology that's invented to assist the bodies, these bodies that we're borrowing, you know, to kind of get moving faster.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
I think the time was one question per person.
Yeah, no. And I had a lot of questions. Okay, all right. Okay, I think that's, I guess that's our decision to make. All right, Richard, we'll let you go. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming on our call. Talk to you later.
Sure.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, next caller is 503 ending in 3323.
Hi, this is Gary in Oregon, Springfield.
Hello, Gary.
Actually. And hi, I just wanted to thank Zora for such a powerful message, very intense and very beneficial, I think. It feels like the entire world is awakened in that power and that perfection that you provided. So thank you for that.
Indeed.
And I just wanted to ask you, because it seems like even in these last moments, the amount of light on the planet, especially on the surface, has expanded dramatically because of your work. And I wanted to see if you could kind of give us an update on kind of the light quotient on the planet, the level of frequency that we have achieved, and how are we doing as a group?
Great question. Thank you, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
You know, since we're all light, Zora, how much, where are we at with that, the light quotient?
Well, understand the density of 3D is melting away.
Good.
That is what you're speaking of.
Indeed it is.
The light is coming forth from the universe, and the density of 3D is melting away. So, or the veil, as you term it, is melting
mm-hmm.
away. Understand, once the veil is completely gone, you no longer be blinded by the powers that wish to be. You will no longer be blinded by them. You will know the truth. Absolutely.
And simultaneously.
And the more density that melts away the veil, the quicker the Galactic Federation can come forth.
Mm-hmm.
So continue to bring in the light.
Okay. Are most people now beginning to move into fifth dimension, at least a little, if not a lot?
All the ones that are listening to my call, if they are listening, really, truly listening, are already shifting toward that direction.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for your message today, Zora.
Indeed.
Thank you, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think the term is take off the kid gloves.
Our next caller now is 208, ending in 6079.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Zora. Thank you so much. That was really powerful. That really resonated with me a lot.
And you were?
Indeed.
Thank you.
Your name?
So I'm sorry. My name is Cindy, and I'm calling from Lewiston, Idaho.
Okay.
Indeed.
Thank you. My question is, I get about healing ourselves, and I know that. I guess where I'm in, you know, you said we can heal broken bones. My question is about the nutrition that we should be putting into our bodies so that we can maintain that frequency. To be
vegetarian.
To be So anything with light that's from the light, like all fruits, vegetables.
Living foods. Fresh foods. Not ones in a can. No can foods. That's all dead food.
Okay.
You want living foods.
So what
Does
about
that answer
meat?
Your question? What did I just tell you? Vegetarian only.
Okay, yes. Okay. And then how much water should we
eat? If you want to eat meat as a transitional diet into vegetarian, you have two creatures that have given of themselves to allow this to occur. The ostrich and the buffalo. That is the only two meats that you can eat safely. All the others, leave them alone.
So no fish?
No. No fish.
Okay.
No beef, no pork, no chicken.
Okay. And then what about hydration for water? How much water should we be consuming in our bodies to maintain that level so that we can hold that frequency?
As much as you want to drink.
Well, as much as your body, I think as much as your body, you can gauge that in terms of how much
there
your body
is. There is no set amount of water that is improper. As long as you drink pure water.
Well, structured water is best.
What?
Structured water is best.
The best water to drink is the kind that you purify yourself.
That's true. And you can do that. You can structure it yourself, right.
Charge
Indeed.
Our own water like how you show, basically.
Yep.
We can just take it out of the tap and charge our own water.
Of course.
Okay.
Understand, when you do the technique that is shown in our on our website, once you do that, you purify the water that you're drinking. And here's another tip. Once you purify one container of water, yes, and you fill up a 5-gallon container water from your tap, except for one short of one glass, pour that glass into the 5-gallon container. It is instantaneously transformed.
Wow. Okay. So much to learn.
Okay.
Great. Thank you so much. That
We're
is very, very, very helpful. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Cindy.
Love to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. We love you.
Indeed.
We love everyone. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Cindy. All right. We have about 15 minutes. Our next caller now is 323 ending in 51. Whoops, sorry. 323 ending in 5147.
Yes.
Just let us know
Hello.
Who you are and where you're calling from. Yes.
Well, my name's Patrick, and I'm calling from Modoc County in California.
Indeed.
Welcome, Patrick.
And I feel like, I guess someone told me to ask a question, but I'm going to kind of change the question a little into my direction. And they asked me a question about why was Adam and Eve kicked out of Hollow Earth. But I like to question why I feel like I'm kind of like I was adopted into religion, and I feel like a victim of what they're trying to make us into, this new Adam and Eve or something like that, of the world or something. And so, like, trying to be an Adam and Eve doesn't make sense when you're surrounded by 7.5 billion people, you know, because Adam and Eve were alone in the garden, supposedly. You know, this is just my teaching, what I was adopted into, and I believe that I'm an eternal being. I don't believe, I don't know what I believe, really. I'm just kind of like, so confusing, all of it. But anyways, my question is in regards to your thoughts on the whole Adam and Eve story.
Backwards.
Hello?
Actually, it is backwards in reality.
So there is
Eve,
no Adam
became,
and Eve, correct,
Eve.
Dora?
Correct. There is no Adam and Eve. That was just a, what you call, a story put together for the benefit of the Bible. Understand, at the time of Adam and Eve, there were people elsewhere as well. So understand that just like the flood, same as the flood as well, you have what is termed as the, when the flood occurred, it was simply not a complete global flood.
Oh, Noah's Ark.
Noah's Ark. It was not a complete global flood. It was a global flood in the Mediterranean area, and as far east as the mountains of Ararat. But understand, it did not cover the entire globe.
So what about, if we can just stay on one subject, Zora, what about Adam and Eve? Was that symbolic? It's not actually real, of the story of Adam and Eve in the Bible? And then how does that play out right now? So Adam and Eve, is
Adam,
that true or not?
Actually, Eve came first. Adam came later.
So yeah, that is actual.
It is turned around backward. But understand, that was the story for your what you call your Bible. Understand the reality when the earth was created. Understand that the creation of the earth did not take a literal 7 days, more like 7,000 days.
And the earth was created by source. Let's go back to Adam and Eve.
A period of existence. A period of existence of 7,000 years.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's go back to Zora. Excuse me. Let's go back to Adam and Eve. Tell us the truth about Adam and Eve. You say it's a story in the Bible. I mean, is that story in the Bible, which is part of the Old Testament, real or not real regarding Adam and Eve? We already know, as you said, that it wasn't about Adam who gave Eve the apple. And I mean, is that all fictional? Is that, you know, a myth? Tell us more about the reality of that story.
The reality of Adam and Eve, or Eve and Adam, was, it is a difficult thing to explain
I have a question regarding that.
Of course.
I mean, for
go
all
ahead.
Of us on this planet, I thought for the most part, all of us were seeded. We came when it was ready. We all were seeded upon Mother Earth.
Correct.
Okay. So that already, if I
because
know
you
that
came,
in my
because
heart.
Because you came from different star systems.
Right.
So how could it be right for everyone? It is right for religion.
So there was actually no Adam and Eve per se. That's part of the religious story. Is that correct?
It's part of the brainwashing of the religions that had brainwashed the population.
So we this planet was seeded by all of us were from where we came from.
Indeed. And understand, right, the Dead Sea Scrolls was not meant for what you call for man to create a Bible from. It was a record of the what you call the bringing forth of people onto the earth. that they were brought forth under the earth as gods and goddesses, and that's just the way it was. So, yes, you are gods and goddesses. And just that's
and
just the way it is.
Okay. Pethis, does that help?
Yeah, I suppose it helps a little bit. I mean, that's fine. Yeah, I'm just listening and stuff. You know,
just
it's
know,
crazy.
Beloved, just know, beloved, that you are a god and you are a healer. That's all you actually need to know. You're a god and you're a healer. That's your reality right there. And
well,
once you know that, once you know that, beyond any doubt, all else is insignificant.
Here's what I'm up against right now, real quickly. So we delivered our son. We delivered our son 47 days ago in our RV by ourselves, and we had the option to go to the hospital or not go. And they had like a bunch of people outside my RV saying, "Come on, come to the hospital, come to the hospital. Make sure you check out, everything's okay." Well, I knew that our son would test positive for a drug. And so I was reluctant to go for that reason because I knew they would take our son. Yet, with one hand, they want to try to hand over a shot to my partner and say she needs these shots, which are for what they label schizophrenia, but I don't believe she has schizophrenia. So, but yet, with the other hand, they're taking away our son and saying because he tested positive for a drug on the street that I used during labor to ease the pain, they're going to take our son. So basically it's kind of like here's drugs in one hand for your partner and don't let her test positive for drugs on the other hand so she can't breastfeed the baby. So you're still giving my partner drugs, which are going to come through the breast if I allow you guys to give her shots for this schizophrenia label you put on her. So I feel like this, if a psychologist can't reach the label that he puts on someone else's head, then the psychologist is not able to put a label on someone else's head. That's how I see it. You know, it's like I could say that you're a carpenter, but until I become a carpenter, I don't really know if you're a carpenter or not. So a psychologist can say you're a schizophrenia, but if they can't really reach schizophrenia, then why should they even be able to say someone's a schizophrenia? You see what I mean?
Understand, schizophrenia is what you call an imbalance of brain cells.
Are you there?
That's all that is. That's all that is. And that can be remedied in an instant, and you can do it yourself. You know that, yes?
Yes.
So
yes,
you heal
God power.
Your mate. You exercise your God power to heal your mate. And your child, if it needs healing. Understand, a baby, when it's born, is far more what you call defensive against disease and sickness than an adult. Their immune system is fortified. And they are immune against all manner of disease and sickness. It's when you introduce shots and vaccines and inoculations that the child becomes susceptible to the what you call the poisons of the earth.
I do believe that.
Good for you.
Indeed.
Okay.
You
All
do
right,
not take
Richard.
Your wife to a hospital. You do not take your child to a hospital. Because they will shoot them up with drugs. Do not do that.
Exactly.
And continue doing that work because very, very soon this whole world will be in fifth. She will be completely
Indeed.
Healed by the Arcturians anyway. And the additional healing that she may need.
Well,
okay.
Thank you for your time. Yes.
And that time is fast approaching as well.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Patrick. Patrick.
Thank you.
Okay.
How do I log out so I'm not like, you guys know how to mute me or something, so I'm not.
Yeah, I will go ahead and mute you now. Thank you. All right.
Okay.
All right, everybody. I think we only have room for one more question because we're already at our 3 minutes. All right. 901 ending in 9328. 9328, please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I'm Janice from from Utah.
Hello, Janice. Yes, you can.
Indeed.
Hear you. Thank you.
I've been listening for years, and Zora, you always say indeed. What does that mean? What are you meaning when you say that?
Indeed is positive.
Just positive.
It's a positive affirmation.
A positive affirmation.
So it's not one word, it's not two words, it's just a positive thing that you're saying.
Indeed.
There we go.
Okay. And thanks, Jane, for letting Zora talk today. For a long time.
Well, you know, it had to be today. Thank you. Thank you very much,
right.
Janice.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Okay. I guess we have one more. All right. 719 ending in 7769.
Hi. Hi, it's Robin.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Robin.
Hello.
Indeed.
Yes. From Crystal River, Florida. I was wondering, you said the ocean. Does that include the rivers by chance? Because we live by the rivers.
What?
We live by the rivers, Crystal River. So where the Manatees go. Does that include the rivers? Or purifying?
Are you in Florida?
Yes.
Get in your vehicle and go to the ocean and dive
go
in.
Go to the ocean instead? Okay, I can do that. I was just wondering if it included the rivers.
And then when you come out, your body will be fully detoxified.
Yeah. Perfect. You're talking about salt. Perfect, salt.
Salt water, yes.
Salt water. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay. Indeed. All right. We have So, Zora, you have 60 seconds, and let's do our 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 for everyone, please.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive. And from the gods and goddesses of our being, we know we are healed and in great peace and great joy and harmony for ourselves and for our world.
And you also know that you're gods and goddesses and healers.
Absolutely. Thank you, Zora. Thank you so much for the beautiful day, for the beautiful conference call that we had with you today. Thank you so much. And we love you all, everyone.
It was a wake-up call.
Yeah. That's what he wanted to do. There we go. Thank you, everyone. Have a wondrous, glorious, and loving day. And we'll talk with everyone soon again. Bye-bye.